Some of New Orleans' most prized treasures are tucked away in its neighborhoods. Take Rosalie Apothecary, which is located at the corner of Rendon and Toulouse Street in Mid-City. It is a place that prides itself on being a community resource and home for those who want to learn more about herbs and natural remedies. We're joined in the WWNO studios today with Christiane Wormstead, owner of Rosalie Apothecary. So, Christiane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tell people how you came up with the name for the apothecary.
Yes. Well, I used to live on a house that was right nearby Rosalie Alley. It was actually on Piety Street, but the backyard went right into Rosalie Alley, which is in the Bywater neighborhood in the Ninth Ward. And it's an alley that's decked out in lots of art of skeletons, and it's home to voodoo priestess Sally Ann Glassman's temple. And so there's ceremonies every Saturday night, and you can hear drumming. And it was a beautiful tucked away alley that I found a lot of serenity in because there was a picnic table and I had my garden. So when I started the business, I lived in that house, and my business was called Rosalie Alley Apothecary, and I just would sell at farmers markets, mostly on the North Shore in Covington. And so once I found the building, dropped the alley and became Rosalie Apothecary. And as I was just telling you, it's kind of an old name with a lot of people have a lot of connection with it here. People come into the shop all the time saying that their grandma or their auntie or whoever is named Rosalie.
Well, let's dive into the herb side of this. So there's often a lot of myths or untruths about herbs, natural remedies, etc. So what are some of the most dangerous myths that you feel like you hear that you kind of want to debunk or clarify?
The most misleading misconception I feel like people have is when they come into the store, they expect like herbal medicine or working with herbs or natural medicine or plant medicine to be something that comes like in a pill, kind of like a pharmaceutical drug. And so they're like, well, what's the quick fix? You know, I want to go natural. But herbs are definitely powerful. I mean, they're safe, but they're powerful when used correctly in the right dosages. And they can work very quickly in acute circumstances. But for a lot of these long-term, like chronic inflammation, autoimmune stuff, just pain or exhaustion or fatigue or a lot of these other modern day illnesses, like it takes slower to work, you know, but I think that people don't really realize that it's like a commitment to health. It's not just something that comes in a pill. It works also best when like you make positive lifestyle changes and positive changes in your diet. And then you also combine that with the herbal medicine. So, and that's why I think the most misleading thing about holistic medicine or herbal medicine is that we're so used to these quick fixes that really just cover up the symptoms and not the root of the problem, which takes a lot longer to clear up and a lot more effort and change.
How would you define nature? I'm very curious about your definition of nature.
Well, I definitely have like a very fluid and holistic and kind of like inclusive definition of nature. I think that like we are nature and the plants are nature and the earth is nature and the rocks and the sky and the stars. And it's like we all like are a community together and we all like are picking up on each other's vibration. Sounds a little wooey, but we all are like coexisting together on levels that we might not even be able to perceive. And, you know, being outside in the air and the sunshine is just like where I feel like we're healthiest.
Yeah, right? I agree. To learn more about Christiane and Rosalie Apothecary, you can visit them at rosalieapothecary.com or walk into 3201 Toulouse Street. Read more about Rosalie Apothecary on nolavie.com and wwno.org. And thanks again, Christiane, for coming in.
Thank you.